What's up, everybody, and welcome to the 38th episode of Speaking of Stadia. I am, of course, one of your hosts, Aaron Cini, and as with me always is the bearded beauty himself, my favorite John Krasinski on the internet, Too Tall Porter. Jake, how are you?
I thought you were going to add in a proud owner of a PS5, Jake.
Damn it, what a missed opportunity. So you're doing great. You're a proud
owner of a PS5. Yeah, if you can't, that's up there, DualSense added to the wall.
A beautiful
addition. Yeah, finally got a PS5 after 2 years of really not trying to get one, but then getting on that list for PlayStation. Like, I registered for it, and like, oh, like, it finally came up. I should tell my story now, how the code that they sent out that time didn't work for anyone. I went on Twitter, posted about it, like, hey, like, this isn't working, like, why? And people are coming like, yeah, no, it's the whole link doesn't work. And then someone's like, oh, the link from last month, the last time they did this, works. And then this is just a lesson for everyone in clicking links on that people send you randomly on the internet. Don't do it. It worked out for me, but don't do it.
The panic attack that ensued.
The panic attack that ensued afterwards, like, oh my god, this is real. But you know, it, like, because I already had my order like ready to go, because I was like, I can fill my order out, but I can't hit complete purchase because I didn't use the access link. But once I did the access link, my order was like there. I just hit like accept and went through, like, had my credit card information already there. Like, so I knew it was like legitimate because it was like the actual site. I already had all my information there. But someone randomly added a link, like, hey, this is the link from last month. It worked for me. And I just trusted them blindly like an idiot. Again, it worked, fortunately.
It worked out.
So I got a PS5.
Power positivity.
Yeah, I know. And I like sent the link to, like, after it worked, I sent the link to Aaron and another friend, and they were both, it was like sold out like within like 5 minutes.
Yep.
So I got in there right at the right time. But yeah, it was a frustrating hour of like trying to figure this out. And then like it just worked. It was like awesome. So I haven't played much of it yet because I got it on Friday, and then I was at a wedding and then life. But I did play a little bit. Me and my wife played Ass Master the other night. Nice, a lot of fun. Maybe some more tonight. So we'll see.
And rounding out the third chair, she puts the supernova in Nova Scotia. She's the Xeranix to my Xanax, Fiona. I just threw that one off the cuff. How'd you like that?
That was unique. Sure.
I'm not on Xanax, but it felt right in the moment. Fee, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. A little sleepy, but that seems to be my norm over the past few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun. Who knows what's happening? Because I cannot see a doctor to save my life. Quite literally.
It's like the best and worst of universal healthcare. It's like you get all the healthcare, but it's like, now of course, yeah, depending where you are, the doctors are.
Well, yeah. I've been.
Is it always that way?
Like, it's been not. It wasn't as bad before the pandemic. Now it's just been like, you have, like, there's no such thing as walk-in clinics anymore.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
You have to call ahead and make an appointment. And I've tried to consistently call like my local clinic like every morning. They open at 9. Their phones are always busy until about 9:30. And then by the time you actually might reach someone, they're like, we are now full for the day. Please try to call back later. If it's an emergency, please call 911. Thank you and have a great day. And then they don't let you book because you can't book a day in advance. You have to book on that day or you're not going to be able to see anybody.
That's so annoying.
That sounds like getting a PS5.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy up in here. So
that's wild. I'm doing great as well. My boys won the Stanley Cup this week. I'm wearing my Stanley Cup patch jersey and my hat that showed up today.
Awesome.
Just in honor of the big win. So congratulations, Avs. And Eric, thank you for predicting the Tampa Bay Lightning and helping us secure it. Really appreciate that. So
yeah, I'll take I was like a very minor Avs fan back in the 90s because of Patrick Waugh. Like,
oh, Patrick Waugh. Okay.
Yeah,
most people go with Forsberg or Joe Sakic, but I respect the Waugh call out.
I like Patrick Waugh. Also, I mean, the Sega NHL game really helped a lot too.
Oh, fair. My vice principal in high school was Mr. Roy, and we definitely called him Waugh the entire 4 years in school.
Of course, you have to.
Yeah. So, especially being here in Colorado. So, It's been a minute, guys. We've missed you. In case you're listening for the first time or you've just missed us in the last 6 months, this is Speaking of Stadia, Stadia podcast, where we run you through the news, talk about what's going on, give our opinions, all that good stuff.
3 months of news.
Yeah, I know. Six was an exaggeration, but it was hilarious. Of course, you're joining us live. Thanks so much. We always appreciate it. But yeah, let's dive in. Before we get to our very first segment, which is always the same, Jake, what are you drinking?
I had a glass before. Yeah, I poured it. Oh, I didn't pour it actually. I just heard the can. I heard to grab a glass before I came in here. I was more worried about other stuff. But yeah, I'm drinking Zygmeister Gleam. It's a New England style IPA. It's good.
Not bad. Nice. I am drinking my homebrewed Thin Mint Porter, which is
very jealous.
Just delightful. Two boxes of Thin Mints right into it.
Very jealous. Can I send me that recipe?
I will.
I'll make that this winter or something like that, or this fall.
Yeah. It is normally a winter dark beer for me.
Of course.
And we got the stuff in the winter, like all the grain and everything. I just didn't end up having time until the spring. So here we are. But that's what we've been drinking. Let's talk about what have we been playing.
Well, wait, Fee, are you drinking anything today?
I thought it was just the bubbly. Was it just
bubbly?
It's just a Zeva.
We got to ask her, though.
It's Zevia.
My bad.
You never know.
It's a Zevia.
I did know. I saw the can earlier.
Oh, I didn't see it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, everybody. I don't have a fun drink today.
You'd be falling asleep mid-podcast.
The one time we did... I think we didn't record because I had inner issues.
Correct. So I sat here and got very giggly while we were all hanging out while you were trying to get set up. And I felt really bad because by the end I was just mocking you the entire time.
It was hysterical.
It was just screenshots.
I was just like screenshots. And then you'd be like, can you hear me? And I'm just like, sure.
Just laughing.
Oh my God.
It was a lot of laughing.
Yeah, if you guys didn't know, we were trying real hard to get these episodes out, and we've between sickness and things coming up, and Jake internet. Just having the worst technical issues he's ever had. Yes. You made it through. Speaking of technical issues, fingers crossed, our internet was out all day yesterday. We all had to go to the office. My kid had to go to the office with me and hang out for work. And then today it only dropped out for like 10 minutes, so I think we're going to be okay, but yeah, fingers crossed. So that's the game we're playing. But what have you been playing, Fiona?
So actually over the past few days, I've started playing hold on to your hats, everybody. I've been playing a battle royale. Shocker.
Whoa!
I don't usually play battle royales, but this
more specifically, it's not Final Fantasy 14 Realm Reborn. So
unless they came out with a battle royale mode.
Oh, by all no, I'm just joking. No, I've been playing Naraka. It is a Jake's face is just like
it's just what I've never heard of. Like it's completely over my head. Educate me.
Okay, so Naraka is a battle royale. It's essentially a mix. It has a lot of like Eastern elements, and so you get to specifically select out of. It almost has like a MOBA feel to it in a way because you get to you're essentially. Your set characters or at least your original characters, which are about, I think there's 7 in total that you can select, but then there's another 4 currently that we can get access to if you unlock them. And
it is third person. Okay.
And so rather than just find a gun, it is you can hide out. It's and then also you have elements of like you can instead of just having, like I mentioned before, a gun, you have short swords, broad swords, like crossbows, there's nunchucks also.
So very melee focused.
It's melee, but also there are range, there are guns that you can get.
Okay, this game. That's a blur.
Yes, it is. That is the game.
Yeah. Islam was tweeting about this the other day, and I thought it looked super interesting. I'd never heard of it until then.
It's Naraka Blade Point, and I'm not usually a huge fan of like battle royals. I actually usually meme on them quite often, and I just joke around about them. But this one has like a lot of different story elements to it. Too, the characters that you can select have their own storyline that you can unlock by playing them and using specific elements. One of my favorite characters, and I'm gonna have to like look her up because she's just completely adorable. It's oh my goodness, how do I describe it? It almost has like a samurai ninja feel to it. Okay. Because you have like a lot of elements of like, you can hide. Also, there's no fall damage, so you can just jump from the highest cliff on the game and then have no, but it's interesting in a way, just because then you can hide out, you can climb up a tree and then hide in the actual tree itself. And so you can go scouting. You can also hide in different buildings and stuff like that. There are elements where you can, yeah, the character that I like is Kurumi, and she's a healer, but she also has like different like stats buff and stuff like that. But just the elements of being able to hide out, and then it's not just like, oh, let's like, here's a llama with a gun, and then like you just like a bunch of like IP and stuff like that. I don't know, I feel like Fortnite's just all over the place, whereas with this game, like, there are crossovers with other like games that have come out, and I believe in Japan or in China, I don't know off the top of my head, but you get just different types of weapons, you go around the map, you can get the same thing, you get a like a common, rare, epic, legendary weapons and stuff like that, and typical. Then yeah, the typical stuff, but there's like a lot of different things in the story arcs of the characters, and the more that you play them, the more you get like at least your compatibility with them goes up, and so you get like more abilities. For example, with Kurumi, she has this healing ability where she has two, where she'll link with one person, so a person on your team, so you can just insta teleport to the person that you're connected to, or you can instantly heal them, or you can have this massive umbrella that just heals you, or you can just heal your entire team as like your ultimate. So it has things like the MOBA where you can level up and then also get those like ultimate abilities that you get over time. But no, it's also smaller. I believe it's 60 for a actual team. I'm like, overall, you have 60 people in the lobby. There is solo mode, duo mode, and then trios. So we've just been playing that. But no, I appreciate the fact that it's not just like, here's guns, first person mode, and then just getting instantly like nauseous playing it.
Yeah.
For you with your, yeah.
But also the character creation is absurd. You have your like main character or like character that you want to select, and then you can just upgrade, like you can change them whatever way you want to. And I didn't even know it for the first few hours that I played, mostly because Lucas didn't want me to know about the character creation. And so when I pointed out like, man, there's a pink person, and he's just like, must be a level up somewhere, like on the who knows why this person's pink. And I'm like, well, that's weird, but whatever. And then I went to my character, just changed, like, because you can select different faces, and I'm like, wait, there's a plus sign. He's like, oh no. And I click the plus sign, and the character creation is like this long, and you can change like the ears size and position, you can change the eyes, and you can change the entirety of the person's face. And I'm like, okay, this is perfect for me. So would highly recommend it. It's been one that they've I think they like at least announced that it was coming to the West last year. And then this year they had it at the Xbox show, and it's free to play on Xbox, Game Pass. So I'm trying to get people to play it, because right now I currently play with Lucas, which I absolutely adore playing with Lucas, by the way. So if he listens to this and thinks that I'm trying to recruit people to replace him, that's not the case.
But also, yes.
No!
I'm coming for your spot, Lucas. You heard it here first.
Well, I'm trying to get people to play. So if anyone wants to play, I'm just...
Is it PC only, or is it on...
It's on console.
Platforms? Okay, cool. Yeah. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
For real? Dope.
Yes, I've never heard of this game, so I'm all.
That's where I assumed it was PC.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, as far as I know, because there was crossplay, because I saw Xbox against PC, and then like, because what it'll do, it is it'll show you like this person is taking out this other person, and then it'll show like a little PC assembly, and like an Xbox. So yeah,
okay, I'm definitely gonna check this out.
I'm in.
Hey, cool. Let me just see. I'm gonna quickly just check. One second. I'm gonna Google this before I start lying to people. But yeah, it's on Xbox One, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 5, and Microsoft Windows.
Now, most important thing is, does it have cross progression?
Ooh.
Give it a Google.
I'm only gonna play on console anyway.
Yeah, but that's because
as you know my current PC status, and I just got a PlayStation 5. I gotta play my PlayStation 5.
Okay. Oh,
there's no Stadia on there either, so I can't.
There is no Stadia, which I think, honestly, I'm just saying, Stadia. Maybe you need to bring this on to Stadia because it'd be pretty sick. The character creation is absurd. It is only it is possible for Xbox players to play matches with those on PC. It doesn't seem as though PlayStation has cross playability currently, and they don't have any cross progression right now.
Okay,
cool.
But yeah,
see, before I get to Jake, that's going to segue me. The reason I asked that question was because while Jake's living 2 years in the past with his PS5, this bad boy got himself a Steam Deck. And he's been playing them PC games lately.
Oh my goodness, what a PC gamer now.
You
are a member of the elite. We shall bow down to
exactly.
You.
Thank you. So I was all ready for Fee to be like, it's PC only, and I'd be like, I'm still in because I have a Steam Deck.
Oh, I'm sorry for ruining that.
That's okay. I'm gonna put it on my PS5 for sure. But the Steam Deck, I gotta say, is awesome. I have been playing some Final Fantasy VII Integrate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Final Fantasy 14. Feels get really, really excited.
Why would you start playing though and not tell me?
I was betrayed early on when somebody said they wanted us to all try Final Fantasy 14 together, and then somebody went off and just jumped into it without us and sunk 1,000 hours into it without blinking. So I just never got
I don't know what you're talking
into
about.
It.
Fiona. I don't know what you're talking about. I definitely don't have 1200 hours on it.
Yeah, see, I told you without blinking. I played some Final Fantasy 7 Integrate, and then this little game that people have been talking about on the internet called Neon White.
I'm super interested in that.
What is that? It is a first person game.
It's anime as fuck.
It's anime as fuck for sure. And it is you are somebody who serves between heaven and hell, and you need to clear out the demons around heaven. But it's a speedrunning game.
What is this called?
Neon White. And every level, you get new cards, which it is not a card builder. There was a weird dialogue around that. And it's just because they have what they call a discard ability. So a card is just a weapon, and the discard is just its secondary ability, but the secondary ability wipes out its ammo faster. And the levels you are trying to get faster and faster and faster, levels can take 13 seconds. There are some longer minute plus levels that, you know, they're going to take some time, but as you kind of like learn the layout, cause you have to clear every demon before you can finish the run. You'll learn like just shortcuts and tricks. And I've never been a speedrun player. And I've certainly never been so addicted to like, oh no, I want that platinum of this level, which is the fastest time you can get. And like running a level over and over and just shaving 1 to 2 seconds off is exhilarating. And it is so fun. I am loving it. The other game, since it's been a couple months, that I got super addicted to is Vampire Survivors, which is a 8-bit, roguelike, like swarms. Yeah. It's just swarms of vampires. It just gets bigger and bigger. Yeah, and bigger.
It's just it's automatic attacks and movement, right?
It's just left stick. That's all you have to do. And as you pick up your upgrades and your new weapons, they're all Castlevania 1 weapons. So you get the cross and daggers and a whip and all that kind of stuff.
Apparently it's a knockoff of a mobile game, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Oh.
But it became the more popular, like became way more popular than the original.
Okay.
Kind of like Fortnite off of PUBG.
Yeah, and the only goal per level to beat the level is to survive 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yep, and once you survive 30 minutes, then you can go to the next level. And then the final level, you have to survive 31 minutes, and that last minute is... And it's the same on every single level, but to beat the game, you just have to do it on the last one. It's the Grim Reaper who comes out for the last minute, and he's just ridiculously overpowered and can like one shot you. But it is like, in terms of just rewarding you like second to second and how quickly you upgrade and how you're getting new weapons and how you're spending it and like what upgrades you're going for, it's ridiculously addicting. We sunk, me and Riss, we would just pass it back and forth, and we were like basically competing against each other who could make it further, who could get the highest level. I think we sank like 30 hours into it over just the course of like a weekend. Like we would just turn on the office and pass the deck back and forth. And it is stupid fun for how simplistic it is. And yeah, PC people definitely give it a shot. It's ridiculous on the moment to moment gameplay. Other than that, I just watched a lot of hockey. I'll be honest. That pretty much consumed my life once we entered the playoffs. I didn't miss a single game. It was a lot of fun. Took the kid to a game down in Denver. We didn't get to go to a live game, but they, where the Avs play, they do these huge watch parties where they put the game up on the Jumbotron. They still have like everybody come out on the ice. They have mascots there. They do all the normal traditions as if you're at an actual game. So we had a blast doing that. And that
I saw for the Tampa Bay Lightning, they did this really cool thing for their watch party for I think it was Tampa Bay Lightning, one of the teams, where they had like these, like the camera above projecting like a projector down on the field, showing the location of all the players as it was going. They had the game on the big screen. They had the game on the big screen, and then they had all
it's
the
like a
players
map of the ice to show where they were.
Well, no, they had on the ice. They showed like the players where they were and where the puck was. Like it was really cool. Yeah, there was. I look it up. It's a really really cool video. Like, okay, that's like, the future is here, guys.
That's awesome. And then the last thing I have to say that I've been playing is a board game. Just wanted to center the conversation. Just got to get in there. Night Cage. We played that with some friends the other night. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's like Binding of Isaac, where like the map is essentially changing because you're drawing cards from like a candle pile. Once the candle's out, you lose. But every turn, you have to draw new ones, and then you have to connect your own map of how
you're trying
to
find keys, right?
Like, yep, and it's just constantly changing. Sometimes the card is a monster card, and you have to figure out how to get away from it, but loads of fun. Definitely fairly simplistic, which I appreciated, and yeah, just a good time all around.
Cool. Yeah, I played two board games. I'm very tired now because I was done and stayed up till 2 a.m. on Sunday into Monday. And then was like then like when I had to go to bed, I had like big stomach problem. I was having stomach problems and didn't get to bed till like 3:30, and then woke up at like 6, and here I am. I was a very rough day on Monday for work, but that's besides the point. But I was playing a game with a buddy of mine. I played it before with him. It's game Uprising. It's a co-op 4X game where mm-hmm. It's really a super punishing game. It's really really fun, and we lost horribly. Not horribly. I didn't do as good. I got wiped in the first turn, and then it took a lot for me to come back. But it was a really fun time. I'm playing another board game. This game is kind of like similar to what you're talking about, where it's a dungeon adventure game where you have to constantly play these tile or cards or tiles to build up the map, and then you're trying to like take out monsters and doing some different stuff to get upgrades for your character, and then take on the Stair Guardian to go to the next floor. There's three floors, so. I did the one floor, but yeah, it was fun. Video game wise, of course, I got a PS5, so I started downloading a lot of stuff, setting up this weekend on Saturday once I got back from the wedding I went to. I played a little bit of Miles Morales. I got through the opening sequence of that, like where my Pete leaves and like I'm gonna be gone for a while.
You play 60 frames?
Am I doing 60 frames? I'm doing the performance art. Yeah, I think I'm doing 60 frames ray tracing.
Okay, that's a good mode. Yeah, that 60 frames is unreal on that PS5. It makes Spider-Man so smooth.
I think it's variable.
They did like a mixed mode.
Yeah, I think that's the one, because the one was fidelity. It was all RTX. I wanted the in between. I'll maybe play around with it, see if I see any difference. But enjoying that so far. I played Astro with my wife the one night because she grew up playing that game. She was loving it. She had a good time. So we'll probably go back and play more of that.
Platinum that one when we got the PS5.
I'm going back and platinum it. It's such a fun game. Like, she doesn't get all like the little like the Easter eggs that are all over the place. Like the game is
everywhere. It's just a huge love letter to PlayStation.
Yeah, so which is really cool. It's just a fun little like thing. And she loved the platforming's fun. Like we did the whole the one that has the monkey where you have the swing and stuff like that. Like that whole
world. Yeah.
She had a lot of fun with that one, so that was fun. Nice.
It also shows off the DualSense like none other.
Oh yeah, like just like the walking and feeling the haptics of different stuff you're going through or stepping on is so wild to me. It's a good showcase for what you really why that controller is really cool. I have played some Stadia in the last time since we started, since we last recorded. I actually played Lumo, which is a like 3D puzzle game. It's like each little individual puzzles you're kind of going through. It's a really pretty game. I really like the art style of it, like neon-y, but then like dark. It's like has the light stuff. Your place is a little like blob guy trying to move things around to like unlock the next area, the door to the next area. But it's really cool because you can see the whole game essentially below you. Like, and every so often you get these big checkpoints, it zooms out real big so you can see everything. And it's just like cool seeing like how you're progressing down this through this world, how far you're going. But I'd recommend play. It's a good, like, if you just want to like just have a light puzzle and just like chill for like a half, like even like half hour chunks. That game is like, is you can go through like a few of the little puzzles. Definitely a game I'm gonna be going back to on and off throughout the next whole foreseeable future until I finish it. I also did start Avengers finally on Stadia, which I bought like a while ago on. And I didn't get too far. I got like maybe 2 hours in. I need to go back to it. Now PlayStation 5 is distracting me quite a bit right now because I have a bit of a backlog to go through because I've been waiting patiently. But no, I'll
pick? Use...
What do you mean for...
Character. Oh, I guess if you're playing the story, it makes it easy.
I'm playing the story. Yeah. I'm playing the story. So I got to like the Hulk and everything like that, met him. So I'm fairly early still.
Okay. But did you have a favorite standout in that opening level where they kind of like just quickly let you play through everybody?
I mean, Thor was fine. It didn't feel just like God of War, but he felt good. And I like Cap was fun. The Cap was pretty fun with the shield, being able to throw the shield around.
Those are my favorites. Yeah. Chat Sadie in the comments is Black Widow main for him.
Awesome.
Good stuff. Do like Black Widow. Thor became my main. I don't know. And you're right. It's not quite as punchy as God of War, but like, God, just throwing the hammer and bringing it back. And if you don't bring it back, like just pinning an enemy down and just beating the crap out of him is super fun.
Yeah. I need to, again, that opening sequence, you don't get enough time to really play with him too much, but
yeah.
No, it was, I mean, I'm enjoying the game. The story's honestly fine. Like one of my friends I was telling when I started playing is like, it's like, yeah, I just, that game just wasn't very good. I'm like, why so? Like, the story was fine. Like, the story looks pretty fine. Everyone says the story's fine. Yeah, but like, for $60, I'm not getting my money's worth. I'm like, I don't want games to be like that long. Like, personally, like me, like,
no, yeah.
I'm like, I'm fine with the game being 10 hours of tight story or like 15 hours of tight story. That's kind of why I never picked up Last of Us 2 or yet. I'm gonna get to it.
Well, now
you know, I have to.
And replay the upgrades through, on PS5. And yeah, exactly. You got to play back through Last of Us 1 now, part 1 in September.
I got to be able to feel all of his hairs on my face.
It's going to be a perfect experience playing 1 and then 2.
Fiona, I just like love that little image, right? but no, it's but no, like the game goes like apparently it's like 25-ish hours, like give or take, plus or minus a little bit. I'm like, that's a lot, like that's just. For a game that's like about like a really tight story, like at least the first game was, like imagining being in the game that long just feels odd to me.
It'll like, make sense when you play it.
I'm sure it will, but just like I like a nice tight like 15. Like I remember even like what was it? Uncharted 4 went on for like 20 hours almost, like 18 hours. I'm like, this game like should have been done like 3 hours ago. I love that game; it's a fantastic game, but I feel like it was like 3 hours of like fluff in the middle of that game. Right, 15 hours would have been like perfect. But still like a 9+ out of 10, but it just could have been a full 10 out of 10 for me if it really stuck, was a little tighter.
So I don't know. But you digress.
Yes, I digress. Let's go on to the Stadia news. It's only been a half hour into the show and we haven't gone.
No big deal. Those are the games we've been playing.
It's been a long time since we've talked to you.
I know. It's exciting for us. Those are the games we've been playing. Let's talk about the games that have come out and are coming out to Stadia Pro. We got pro games for days. I'll run through the last 2 months quickly. In May, we had Lumote the Master Moat Chronicles, which is a fun little platformer.
That was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Sure. Outriders became free, which is the 1-3 co-op RPG that came out last April.
Which just got DLC.
Yeah.
Like a whole new
lightning universe. In a bottle that game. Loved it when it dropped, and then I was over it. Yeah. Like real quick. I spent maybe 2 weekends with it, just super obsessed, and I was like, yeah, I'm good. And then I never pronounced this name correct. K's? Kazi?
K's.
K's and the Wild Masks. And then, of
course... No, it is Kaze. I always say K's. Okay, I got myself... I always call it K's. I'm like, oh, it's K's. No, it's Kaze. Because that's like Kaze. The Japanese pronunciation, but... Okay. They didn't put the accent above the E, which would have made it make sense.
Throws it off. All right, fair. And then, of course, everybody's favorite anime, Paw Patrol, the movie, Adventure City Calls.
My daughter, when she gets like 2 more years older,
oh, she's all over that. Absolutely.
She likes Paw Patrol.
Glad you claimed it now.
Yeah, I know.
And then in June, we had Deliver Us the Moon, a sci-fi thriller set in an apocalyptic near future where Earth's natural resources are depleted. A lone astronaut is sent to the moon on a critical mission to save humanity from extinction. And then Lake, Death Run TV, and Through the Darkest Times. Through the Darkest Times, lead an underground resistance group in 1933's Berlin. Your goal is to deal with small blows to Hitler's Third Reich regime, dropping leaflets to spread awareness, painting messages on walls, sabotaging, gathering information, and recruiting more followers.
Cool.
And all of that while staying undercover. If the regime's forces learn about your group, the life of each member is in grave danger.
Interesting. So all those games, Fiona, you played Lake, right? You talked
about, I sure did.
Previously, we talked about that.
Okay.
So I know Fia, I enjoyed that game pretty well. And then a buddy of mine played through my friend Kenny, who I've talked about before. He's one that drunkenly called me.
Yeah, that's right.
That guy. He actually played through all of Deliver Us to the Moon and said it was fantastic. So
that's his recommendation. So.
But yeah, and I think there's one other game I played on there, but I can't remember.
And then they had three other games, Golf with Your Friends, Tohu, and Ben 10 Power Trip.
Golf with Friends is a fantastic game. Highly recommend it. If you go to look up Desert Giant Gaming, you can see me and my friends played a bunch. We played a bunch of that on Steam and back a few years ago. It's an older game that's ported over. I think it had a big early access window, and then finally went like maybe 2 years ago, full version. But it's a fun, like, physics-y mini golf game that you can play around with, just dumb fun.
Love that. Yeah. And then pulled up here. Then in July, what we have coming, we have Rogue Book, Five Nights at Freddy's, Security Breach, Worms WMD, Those Who Remain, Centipede Recharged, and of course, we all can't wait for Fast and Furious Spy Racers.
Rise of the Shifter.
Rise of the Shifter. I wanted to try to work in the letters, and it just seems like it won't.
Yeah, it's just painful to think about.
Shifter.
So, anyways, of these, Rogue Book seems like the most interesting one. I'm not sure if anyone has played that. I looked at it briefly, but do they have the trailer there? If you want to pull that up, if the trailer's there, don't worry. If not, don't worry about it.
They did not.
No. Sometimes they have them.
Yeah.
That game looks the most interesting of them, to be honest. Obviously, in the chat, we got some people clamoring for Worms and WMD. I never really tried the Worms games. I'm interested in them. Neither. I mean, now I have an opportunity to try them, but I know actually it's funny because the people that make Worms make Golf with Friends, and they actually have a Worms level in it, which Worms apparently plays a lot with like wind direction and stuff like that. So like there's a whole like thing with that. You get a jetpack, and it's a pretty cool level actually.
Okay. And then my kid will be stoked to hear about Five Nights at Freddy's. He has entered that phase officially.
Everyone's got that Five Nights at Freddy's phase, I feel like.
You have to have it, apparently. Horror has become his jam. He loves it. Yeah. We don't watch anything too crazy, but for him, like, he'll watch whatever I let him because he's obsessed and he loves Five Nights at Freddy's. He's currently on the fourth game. He beat all of the first three. Yeah. So
you really need to look into the board game Nemesis for him. It's like aliens without being aliens. I'll send you a link afterwards. Don't worry. It's like the closest thing to being aliens without being aliens. It's very thematic.
Which we have the alien board game.
Well, this Escape. One in the game, like someone plays as a, you can play it as someone is the traitor and you don't know, like
it's like the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. There's
some cool stuff. So yeah. Also, we have a few other people in here. So I guess your Rogue Book is a deck building game. I like deck building, so I'm
you'll be all about it.
Yeah. It's like one of my favorite board game genres.
Especially this. Reminds him of SteamWorld Quest. You got obsessed with that for a minute.
There we go. Exactly. Thank you for validating my excitement.
Daughter is 12, wants to play Five Nights at Freddy's with him. I played through the first one with him, and then he played the next two without me. It's not scary. Just saying, it has some fun little like jump scares here and there, but the animatronics that are after you, they look cheesy enough. Like, I don't know. I didn't have any issue with it, and he hasn't had any nightmares or anything like that, and he just thought they're really fun. I think it's probably maybe half a step above my Hello Neighbor. Like,
oh yeah, that game is weird. That scary. Did he get into Hello Neighbor or no?
No, he didn't.
This is like another game where the youths get it really into. I don't know.
The youths, yeah, it's true.
These youths.
He skipped right over that Hello Neighbor and straight into Five Nights at Freddy's.
Fiona hasn't said anything for the last like
I know
10 minutes, but the faces she's been making have been just absolutely great.
Sometimes you just have to sit here and make faces on a podcast, audio podcast.
Audio why podcast not? For all the other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Five Nights. I'm just making faces just because the idea of skipping from Hello Neighbor to Five Nights at Freddy's. I haven't even played Five Nights at Freddy's because I'm just like, absolutely not.
You play that Dead by Daylight game all the time.
That's so much different.
It's very different. Way scarier. It's very
what? No.
Yes.
It's not scary. It's suspenseful. I would say it's suspenseful.
Yeah. Scary. Aaron, there's a
reason. I don't like horror either. I like the game.
Yeah. There's a reason why there's a dating sim coming out for Dead by Daylight.
That's adorable.
What?
Yeah, there's a dating sim coming out. Like, an entire, like, dating game
The Colonel from KFC got his own dating game too. So
I'm gonna be honest. Why not? I just wanted to put a disclaimer. I'm not one of these people. There's a lot of people think that's a very horny game, and
Dead by Daylight the main game or
yeah, the Dead by Daylight the main game.
That
people are concerning. It is they're just like. Take me away, Jason, and Michael. And I'm like, have you guys seen Halloween? So, like,
I'm just gonna throw this out there. All of Five Nights at Freddy's is 12 plus. Like the SARB rating. It's just not that bad.
Terrifying.
It's clearly not nearly as horny as
yeah, definitely not as horny.
Also, like the first Five Nights at Freddy's is actually terrifying. Have you ever played it, Aaron?
Yeah, I sat with the kid. It was fine. There was like maybe a couple jump scares.
What? No. There's more than just
Fiona's a few. Flashbacks right now.
No, because I used like back in 2012 when people were like it was the big thing to like stream this. Like I watched a few streamers and that was like I didn't want to play it because the idea of like these animatronic creatures like scaring the living shit out of myself. No.
Mm-mm. Now, same with horror movies for both of you?
Oh, horror movies.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do thrillers at the most. Like, I like Seven. Like, that's like the like level.
Did y'all watch that trailer for that movie? Smile.
No. Saw 1 and 2. I'll watch 2. After that's just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
The first two are like more thrillers.
I like horror films. Like,
you do.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. There's a difference between watching a horror movie and playing a horror video game because you're putting yourself into that.
Passive participation and active participation.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I would much rather play a horror game where I feel like I have somewhat control over the situation versus watching a horror movie where I can't help these people. And the Smile trailer is so goddamn scary. I almost couldn't sleep that night. And it was just the trailer.
Is that the, that's not the whatchamacallit you got from,
no, that's you. Nope.
Okay.
Yeah. I was on track. I knew where you were headed. Jordan Peele. Yeah, nope. And the new trailer for that one like almost ruins the movie for me because I was like,
that one. Yeah,
they showed me way too much.
I can't just say Jordan Peele. I have to say both their names together.
Key and Peele. Yeah. anyways, y'all watch that Smile trailer.
I watched it. It's just, it's not even like scary. It's just like,
listen, I will not sit here and say the person that can't play Five Nights at Freddy's says the Smile trailer is not scary.
It's just like, it's unnerving. It's a
robot bunny.
It's unnerving. It's a robot bunny. In Fuck Five Nights you. At Freddy's. No, I know it's a freaking bunny. That's still, no, absolutely not. I tried to play Amnesia. I cried and couldn't get past the first four.
Now, did you watch just the teaser for Smile where she just goes in and he's smiling and it's just like, didn't smile?
No.
You watched the new trailer?
Yes.
With all the neck bit? Oh, you crazy. You and this one. I'll fly her to Canada and you guys can go see it. She wants me to go and hell no.
Okay. Sounds good. Audio Why listeners, not?
Comment so, from Larissa Converse. I can't wait for Smile.
Oh yeah, just some girl.
just some girl.
What's we call it? I guess bringing this back to, I was gonna bring it back to video games. I'm losing it.
Guilt. Never mind, because this is a good comment. I couldn't play through Guilt. Creep me out. I did get through Guilt, but there are a couple levels that are pretty
creepy. I got through most of Guilt. I never finished it. I kind of wish I had. I kind of know the ending. I talked to my coworker who played it, but
see, like, just a random side note, and so video game related, there is like, as some people might know, I love the Ace Attorney series, but God forbid that game, it's creepy.
Like, I didn't know, is it actually creepy?
Well, there's some like, there's specific,
I was gonna say it's very horny, it seems like it'd be very horny.
Well, sure, yes, but then at the same time, it's just like, it's very unnerving, so
horny.
It's just like, it's incredibly unnerving. And there's this one particular point, and if for people who are familiar with the franchise, there is essentially a mascot for the police, which is called Badgie, and Badgie is a blue kind of like felt creature that has like a crown for a head, and the like the song for it is like do 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 do, but they have this particular scene, and it's Miles Edgeworth, which is the prosecutor, has his own game series, and you're in this horror house, like one of those like it's like pitch black, and there's like the mirrors and like spooky, and all you hear is just like, and then you just hear like, yeah, you just hear like do 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 do, and then you see this like badge character like in the corner like this, because you think it's empty, and then all of a sudden he's at like the lights flash on and he's up, and then the lights go dead again, and then it flashes again, and the character is like right in front of you and smashes you across the head, and then you're just like, nope, absolutely not. Maybe I just don't like mascots, guys. Maybe I'm learning something about myself today. Maybe mascots just creep me out.
Have you seen the lovely mascot from the Philadelphia Flyers, Gritty?
No. Ugh,
you should go look at Gritty. Gritty is
Murph, the new Nerf mascot.
Oh like my god, that is very, very disturbing.
Is it just Gritty? Is it
yes, Gritty, what? Yes. Specifically look up GIFs of him, they're better.
Worst games that are for horror is the ones in VR. We went to Sundance Film Festival a couple years ago and they had a VR bar where you could try all these different VR ones. And there's one where you're just in this manor, like old library, and there's an old woman in a painting, and then the lights go out and then she's gone and you hear like scurrying behind you. Nope. Big old nope. Horror in VR. Not for this guy. Absolutely not.
For all you audio listeners, you guys are missing out on a whole different like level of.
I'm sorry.
Like, with Fiona, wait, did Gritty scare you more than the Smile trailer? Because I have questions.
Yes, that's creepy. Okay, you cannot tell me that if you Gritty had to like beautiful. Be in, you were in a like in a dark hallway and you saw either Gritty or a person smiling like that, I'd be like, "Fuck you, Gritty," and then just
be like. Oh, mascots are inherently frightening, but Gritty is a saint.
I apparently I'm terrified of mascots. This is wild to me. Have you seen
Ronald McDonald? Ronald McDonald is frightening as hell. I don't
like Ronald McDonald.
Exactly, as I'm saying, mascots are frightening. Greg Miller is a proof of that with wow. Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I'm learning so much right now about myself. But, this is the podcast I found out I am apparently terrified of mascots.
Oh my goodness. Okay, back to video games.
Oh, this is great. It's good to be back with you guys. So that's what's been coming out. The new games that could be coming or should be coming out soon.
They're either all roll through the list. Mostly already out.
Okay, I'll roll through the list, and if we want to pick out anything that we'd like to talk about, let's do it. We have Elemental Wars 2, Overcooked All You Can Eat, but no crossplay. Boo. House of the Dead, Five Nights at Freddy's Death Run, a bunch of Outright games.
It was all article to tell them.
Far Cry Primal, finally.
I'll pull up the article.
City Skylines with Pro, Mighty Switch Force, Those Who Remain, which we already talked about, From Space, Zorro, and then there's a bunch of Atari Recharge games. I will run through the list of Outright games real quick.
I just pulled that up. So we have, I have it open. So we have DreamWorks Dragons, Legends of the Nine Realms, Paw Patrol, Grand Prix, LOL Dolls, Surprise, something like that.
Hold on.
That's a lot of, for a second. It's a lot of little stuff.
Do you not say Grand Prix?
Wait, I say Grand Prix, but yeah, Grand Prix, I guess. Sorry. I don't know. I was just reading out that by noggin. Star Trek, Prodigy, Supernova, My Little Pony, which I believe is out now as well. That one's come out now. And I believe, of course, the freaking thing isn't the title of it. It's a superhero game, DC Justice League. Oh, that's next year. Okay, so it'd be on me next year. So yeah, they had a bunch. They're the ones that have a lot of like kid-centric games. Like, obviously, from the titles, you see a lot of other stuff on there. So that's always good to have. And the Atari stuff is actually kind of I'm not sure if it's big, but it looks like they're all coming this month. These games came out like I think a year ago on other consoles, and now they're getting all five of them. So it's Atari Recharge, their whole pack of beginning the Centipede Recharge, Black Widow Recharge, Asteroids Recharge, and Breakout Recharge. And I think we're missing one. Cumbernia. I've never even heard of that. That game, but
I want to talk about this game that I didn't know about. Who is asking for a Zorro game?
It looks like it's, I think it's also from Outright, honestly. That seems like their style of game. What's the actual title? Yeah,
when was the last time Zorro was relevant? Antonio Banderas movies.
No, my guess based on this art style, they maybe have a show. Like, probably a show you never heard of. Like, kind of like I didn't know Spirit was really a show until my daughter started watching it. It has that same kind of art style as Spirit almost. So, my guess is Zorro have a show coming back.
I mean, don't get me
wrong. Yeah, otherwise,
I loved Zorro as a kid.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play this.
Even from what I'm finding out online, the last time they had an animated series was 1997.
Yeah, I'm like, thinking like maybe they're launched. Nope, apparently not. It's just some animated Zorro game. Because who doesn't need more Zorro in their life?
Who doesn't need more Zorro in their life?
and not even like Zorro's like the wow, this is some game.
Look at I'm gonna play this
combat.
It looks a lot like, Sid Meier's Pirates. It has that type of look to it.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Look at Zorro doing all sorts of fancy stuff.
What was that? He didn't even hit the guy.
No, you can't actually hit people in a kid's game.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah.
He's
flailing in front of them.
But, yeah, it's
confetti. Took him down with the power of flair.
I mean, maybe they have a show coming out. Who knows? I don't know. Well, anywho, that's what we got.
Out. I'm playing it. I'm doing it. I'll report back on what I thought about Zorro the Chronicles.
Does it do Antonio Banderas justice?
I will find out.
If they don't have him voice acting, I don't want it.
Oh, probably not.
What is he doing?
Can't get that money.
What is Antonio Banderas doing right now? Last time I saw him in a movie,
probably it was smoking a cigar.
SpongeBob movie. You tell me you can't get him in Zorro.
I mean, they have him in Puss in Boots.
Oh, you're right. He is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible, I guess.
Yeah, he hasn't done. He did Uncharted.
He was also just in that movie.
I was going to say he has not been in anything recently. Oh shit, he was.
I have not seen the movie yet.
So. Neither have I.
It exists.
I heard it. It's an Uncharted movie.
Yep. If you wanted to watch a young Indiana Jones movie, just see that.
Starring Mark Wahlberg and.
Oh, he was also in The Hitman's Wife. Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard.
Yeah, the sequel to Hitman's Bodyguard.
Hitman's Bodyguard is the one with Ryan Reynolds, right?
Samuel Jackson.
Also, he was in another movie that just recently like came out. So you know what? Antonio Banderas is doing stuff.
He's living his best life.
The Antonio Banderas stonks are just rising up right now.
Yeah. Oh, he's in the new Indiana Jones movie. Guys.
$10 says he's a bad guy.
$10 is he was originally a good guy and then he turns and becomes the bad guy.
Oh, $10 says he's Indiana Jones's kid. Just
kidding. Man.
A stretch?
Third
cousin, twice removed. Oh, God, I forgot Crystal Skull's a movie.
Yeah, I blank that out most of the time. I just saw a picture of Shia LaBeouf today, so that kind of sparked it up.
Yeah, so the rumor has it Antonio Banderas is doing great and is still also going to be the voice in this Zorro game that's already out. Speaking of rumors, let's do the rumor mill roundup. I just wanted to segue. Here are some rumors coming out of games that could be coming. Skull and Bones, rated for Google Stadia in Brazil. Mm-hmm. This is as of June 16th, 2022. Fee, do you care about Skull and Bones?
Do
you remember what Skull and Bones is?
Sounds like something pirates related.
It's Assassin's Creed 4, but you remove all the Assassin's Creed, it's just the ship battles.
Okay, well, that's kind of fun. You know what I would probably prefer, and I know I just mentioned this, Sid Meier's Pirates, because that game is insanely good, and if you haven't played it yet, would highly recommend it, because that game is timeless and hilarious, and also fantastic. I don't know. I honestly, not gonna lie, everybody, I haven't played a full Assassin's Creed game before.
You never played one in general, or you never played one all the way through?
So
I've played 7 different Final Fantasy games and never finished a single one.
So. Okay, so let me see. So I originally, way back, I had the Blue Yeti, and when I got the actual microphone, it came with, oh god, what was the name of the Assassin's Creed game? It wasn't Odyssey, it was the one that came before that one.
Origin?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Origins. Egypt. Yes. So I tried to play that because I'm like, why not? I have this free game that I got with my microphone. I played it for 5 minutes because the cart and the camel that I was like the camel that was taking the cart around decided not to continue its route on the road.
While you're trying to hide in it.
No, it just decided to continue its route in the air on a palm tree and then crashed into a house, and then during that dialogue like, you're there,
that camel's had a little too much to
drink. Yeah, and while you're having a conversation with the dialogue, you just see this like cart like almost like sideways behind the character, and I'm just like, this isn't it for me. I don't know what you did, Ubisoft, but this isn't it for me. And I've played multiple Fallout games, so I just turned it off and I haven't touched one since.
Probably the best. I mean, at that point, I heard that game kind of ramps up kind of slow in the beginning, if I'm not mistaken. But
yes. Yeah, Origins. I dropped out before I got through like the main intro. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, because there's like the pre-intro, and then there's the actual introduction to the game. And
I heard that game's fantastic. Otherwise, it's just that it doesn't do justice here. It doesn't treat your time well.
Yeah. No, either way, who knows?
Yeah. Skull and Bonesy, if you didn't know, this game started in development in 2013. 9 years in the making.
Yeah.
You're here. Several delays.
I didn't realize it was even an MMO.
I didn't know it was an MMO either.
I didn't realize it was an MMO. It started as just as a ship battling game.
Right.
People were like, cool, but like, what else do we do? And so they like, well, we're going to go back to the drawing boards and make add like the actual crew members and make it more interactive, but you're still just a ship.
This is being developed by Ubisoft Singapore. It's the first video game led by that studio.
I was going to say, didn't they already have a pirate-based game called...
This is the one.
Didn't they have Black Flag or something?
Black Flag is the Assassin's Creed one that he was talking about that they took the pirate fighting from and made it his own game.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what?
Because people love that part of Assassin's Creed.
My least favorite part. It's my favorite Assassin's Creed game, and I just did not enjoy the ship battling.
Yeah, I didn't like I didn't get that far into Odyssey, like maybe 10 hours, but like I did not enjoy the ship stuff with Odyssey, really.
Yeah. And then just a few days ago, as of June 15th, so earlier this month, we had news that Saints Row had been rated for Google Stadia by the ESRB.
That's a reboot, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, this was the first mention of the game possibly coming to Stadia. There's been no official confirmation from the developer.
It was also rated for PC in Korea, I'm pretty sure.
And when Stadia Source reached out, they said we have no news to share about future Saints Row titles. Recently, Saints Row Boss Factory was released. Boss Factory is a free to download and allows players to create their Saints Row character ahead of the full game's launch in August. But that was also not included in Stadia.
Well, we've had two of the Saints Row games, I think, at least on Stadia now. So it would be out of the realm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got three, at least. I think three and four, the two we have on Stadia. So not out of the picture. Another Ubisoft game we got added as rated for Stadia. Nothing super crazy. It's an older game. A game I actually still want to go back and play, Valiant Hearts. That would be a nice little addition. I was surprised it wasn't added when they did the original run. It's a World War One game where I played the first bit of it. I never picked it back up. But World War One game, kind of like point and clickish, I would say, along those realms. But really heartwarming story. At one point, you play as a dog, and it's really cute. And you're like a medic dog that going around trying to find bodies and whatnot. And it's actually super adorable. But it's like a love, like a story about like these people live along the border of Germany and France, and like they're married. They have one guy goes into war, and it's like separated from his family and whatnot. It's a really nice story. I remember Greg Miller liking it a lot, and. It's funny because in school, I did AP history, honors US history one, and then jumped to regular like college prep US history two, and completely missed World War One because of how much in depth they covered things. Like I got to the Civil War and then World War Two, and I just missed everything in between. So my knowledge gap is World War One. So it's kind of a cool going back and learning more about it. I mean, I know the general high level of World War One, but it's kind of cool playing that game and learning the history. It's very, very well done, very thoughtful. So it's like a UB Arts game. So
and then the last one is Way Forward. CEO hints at more titles coming to Stadia, including River City Girls 2.
Which would be cool. That's a game a lot of people really enjoy, the River City Girls games.
Yeah, I like the first one. I haven't, I've played a number of hours of it. I haven't completed it, but it's really good. It's not a game I would usually select for myself. Lucas wanted to play it one night, and I just really enjoyed it. Also, it's very silly, but at the same
time. It's a beat 'em up, right?
Yep, it sure is.
Yeah. Okay, I'm into that.
Yeah, also the music's really good.
Yeah, River City Ransom was the original series, and then the River City Girls is a spinoff.
So. Yep.
Oh, that was something else. I know we were way past what you've been playing, but me and the kid did roll through the majority of TMNT and talk about a great beat 'em up.
I want to try to convince my wife to play if I can.
It's not last Friday we did... We did 80s night, and so we ordered Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas, played Shredder's Revenge, and then watched the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. And I made him go up and get the pizza and pay the guy in cash and say, keep the change.
See, what you should have done was also have him walk up with one of those pieces of paper with the sticker charts on it.
And right? Have stickers all off. If I could have pulled that one off, I definitely would have. But I thought it was cool enough to make him pay for the pizza in cash. Like I always had to do as a kid. I had to go answer the door, give him the cash, and be like, you can keep the change.
Yeah.
Fun fact, he froze and Riz had to say, keep the change.
Oh.
He forgot his line. He wasn't scared. He's just like, here.
Yeah.
Anyways, just wanted to mention that because...
Well, it was very funny because my local Pizza Hut had the original arcade cabinet in Pizza Hut. So,
oh, heck yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's very funny. And so that's when I used to play that game like all the time because we used to go there a fair amount when I was younger. And they had that, and then I think they were rotating the X-Men one too. But
oh, nice.
And, that, and like Cruising awesome. USA.
Nice.
Loved Cruising USA. We should have put this one back when we got onto our rant about horror.
Yeah,
we also have good news that the Resident Evil Village, I didn't make a banner, sorry. Resident Evil Village DLC and reverse release dates revealed for Stadia. This is as of June 14th. Today's Capcom showcase revealed a lot more information pertaining to the future of Resident Evil Village and the long awaited reverse. If you haven't yet watched the showcase yet, you can do so before getting any spoilers in this article by looking at here. Shadows of Rose chapter is one of the DLCs. A new expansion has been announced for Resident Evil Village called the Winters expansion that will see a new chapter called Shadows of Rose come to the game, as well as new mercenaries missions dubbed Additional Orders and a new third person mode, which I actually think is pretty cool. Just because those games are wildly third person to me, so I would probably rather play through
it's only seven was the first one really went first
in first person. Yep, and then 8 followed it. And then they have the Mercenaries, Additional Orders, and third-person mode, as I already mentioned. And then Resident Evil Reverse. We also got more news about the upcoming 6v6 PvP multiplayer game that was meant to be launching along with Village. This will be launching at the same time as Winter's expansion, and we'll see various RE staple characters go head-to-head in a full-on death match.
Cool.
What's more, anyone who purchased a copy of Village will automatically gain access to Reverse when it is released. And that is coming to PS5, PS4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, Steam, and our one and only Stadia.
Woo!
October 28th, 2022.
One of the few little tidbits we actually got at Key3, as the kids were calling it.
At what?
Key3.
Yeah. Key3. I did see that. Those were a great shirt by GameSpot. Genius.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of Giant Bomb. Other podcast and
the new Giant Bomb.
Yeah, it's weird not having him on.
Mr. I mean, I like Gertzman.
I'm curious to what really happened. I'm not sure if he's come out and said. I probably can't, but I mean, I like the cast enough as it is. But yeah, it's different now for sure. Not having like he is Giant Bomb. Like it's just kind of
right.
But yeah,
anyway. He literally is. Yeah. But still a good cast. Tam, yeah. Lucy Tam James, is... like Jeff Grubb.
Jeff Grubb. I'm listening to Jeff Grubb, the more I like Jeff Grubb. I was like Bacalar and Jan. They've always been really fun. So
I'm sad that he left Colorado just because it was nice having like feeling like we had one games journalist in my state. That was neat. Now he's gone.
Yeah.
He moved to
RIP Jeff Grubb.
Somewhere cheap.
He's dead to now.
Yep, he's dead to me. speaking of other things that are dead to me, I haven't played FIFA 22 in a minute, but it got crossplay.
Yeah.
But no
Madden 23 coming out, at least that we know of. And we don't know if FIFA 24 or whatever it is going to come out, 23 is going to come out as well. So it's like, this is cool.
Are you supporting Stadia?
What are you doing? Yay. What are you doing?
FIFA. I saw that shade. Don't think I didn't.
I saw FIFA. Do you like the footy?
You also called her.
Do you like the footy?
It's so hard not to say.
Sure. No, it's. I'm not a shocker. I'm not a huge sports person. So the idea.
You guys have a team over there, apparently in Nova Scotia. Like
we do
in the Canadian Premier League.
We sure do.
Yeah.
What's
their name?
Could not tell you. Nope, could not tell you at all. Oh, it's the Wanderers. That is the
football. That's a cool. That's a solid team name. That's a solid team name.
Yeah. It is. Do you know what the mascot is? There's no fucking mascot. There's a bridge on the fucking logo. That's what it should be.
That doesn't mean there's not a mascot. That is not.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know
anymore. It's not like the Philadelphia Flyers have Gritty's face on their fucking logo.
If they have, honestly, not gonna lie, their logo kind of looks like the BMW.
Oh, that's lame.
No, okay, so that's weird.
Or is it the Premier League?
It might just be, honestly, it might be just their, like, sponsor. Let's be real. It's just, like, it has a W on. To explain for the listeners, they have a blue jersey that has. That is not the.
I knew what you were doing.
No.
Is this your hero?
I hate this so much.
You know, if you were going to your car in a parking garage and this guy just turned the corner.
Okay, here's the thing. Let's do a quick throwback. 2016, it is just around the corner. And by it, I mean the movie It. I was fully prepared. If someone came up to me dressed up as a clown, I was going to kill them. And I would plead with self-defense because fuck clowns. And now this is right up there with if I saw this randomly.
He just wants a hug, V.
I would not want to give him a hug. The only mascot that I would even consider giving a hug is the Duolingo owl that you can see a lot of hilarious TikToks about on TikTok. Okay. But, oh my god. Absolutely not. That is a big old no. Why? I don't trust them. I don't trust it. No.
He just wants to be your friend.
Like, why not just make it an actual person? Why even have...
why have a mascot of a person?
It's not even like the...
He's just a wanderer.
Is it the Braves?
He's not!
Is it the Braves or the Indians? Whoever has like the big hot dog people, the hot dog presidents, you know what I'm talking about in the baseball? You ever see those ones? Like these like very tall, like these like caricatures of like presidents that they have. Like, okay. They run like, they do like a race in during the game. Everyone, like, at least go like caricature of it. Like, don't go like legit like person.
Is that weird, it's creepy,
like,
person?
Yeah, it's just like, why? It has like human legs,
don't
too.
Look like every single like, dad leaving like soccer practice.
Exactly. That's a choice. It's a choice for that much.
It is a choice. Oh, moving on. After that, I'll be sending Fia a copy of FIFA so she can play as her wonderful Wanderers and check out the mascot on the sidelines.
They don't have a mascot.
No, that was the mascot right there.
It was a joke. That's not actually the mascot.
What do you mean it's not actually the mascot?
That wasn't the mascot?
There cannot.
No. Okay, again, the Philadelphia Flyers don't have Gritty as their like on their logo. Like, Gritty's is not on their jersey, like chilling there.
Son of a gun, they do have a freaking... Oh no, they do have
just like
mascot.
Just like the Red Sox don't have a green monster.
Right. Like the Avs, our logo is just an A, but our mascot's a Saint Bernard.
Which is like a more, that's probably the limit of acceptable mascot for Fee. It would be a St. Bernard.
I'm sending this in our group chat. This is what.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, just continue with this while I'm dying. Moving
on. Google Stadia could be about to add support for NVIDIA's GPUs. Is this what we're going to call Stadia 2, essentially?
I titled that way as a clickbait article.
Nice, I love that. This is 4 days ago. It is a very much well-known fact that Google Stadia, an immersive stream for games, is currently powered and by custom AMD GPUs. However, this could be about to change as G2 5 Google has reported that a recent code change has hinted that support for NVIDIA's GPUs could be or could about to be added. The code change states as follows: and support to the Kokoro JavaScript to generate a disk that contains the UMD / KMD NVIDIA modules and corresponding support files required for instances that use a NVIDIA GPU. That's as close as we've ever gotten to probably actual confirmation, right?
Yeah, I wonder. Well, no, we've had like devs come out and say like Gen 2 is like they have access to it apparently, but nothing ever came of it over the last 2 years. So we knew about within the first year that they had access to the next gen. Where I think this might be interesting is I think it may come together with like possibly like I know they have some sort of like Windows emulation. During the dev thing they did back in like March, I want to say, they talked about like fast ports of Stadia and like emulation on Stadia. I'm wondering if that has anything to do with making that process easier, so like the porting process would be easier, so they don't need to reef. I don't know how the whole porting config works, bringing things over, but I wonder if it's like it just makes that porting process faster because they don't need to config to a custom GPU. They can config to something they've already configured to on Steam or like PC,
which is something we were critical of early on, right? Like, don't make your games harder to bring to this platform, or we'll see a lot of devs just not put in the time and money to do it. So that would be nice if it is a solution to be able to port stuff over quicker.
Yeah.
Fee.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens, just because I'm trying to be optimistic, I guess.
Sure.
Just because of, like, words. Words are completely disappearing on me. No, just overall, why am I losing my ability to speak currently?
Saw your team mascot.
I did see
my team mascot. And you're having just like flashbacks.
Exactly.
An existential crisis.
Yeah, exactly. Just existential, just sheer confusion and like shock. I'm interested to see where it goes with that. I'm hoping that they add something, just because as of late, and I know we sound like essentially like a consistently broken record, just the amount of kind of like lack of things currently happening. Yes, there are games coming to Stadia, but having that added option would definitely help in the like overall, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
Words are hard, everybody.
Did I miss this game? Sorry, I'm looking at the chat and Rabbids Party of Legends. I just thought it's coming to Stadia. I did not even notice that was coming. I didn't know. Well, thank you, Rasta.
You're the guy who pulls our news articles.
They can be more on top of than I am. Sorry for you to cut you off. It's like
no. You go right ahead.
But yeah, and he also talks about like being low change porting, like kind of what I was saying with the stuff. Yeah, it's the whole like lack of ports. Obviously, has been the biggest issue. It's funny, actually. I had a buddy of mine who lives in about up in Boston. He actually works for like a consulting dev, if you will. Like,
yeah.
he works a lot. He can't tell me who's actually working with because he's all NDA'd. But yeah, actually, I was talking about Stadia because I do this podcast, obviously, and I'm one of the few people that enjoy Stadia, it feels like, in the world. But he was talking about like one of his actual boss actually worked, or one of his coworkers worked on a port for Stadia, one of the games. I don't know which one. Because he actually worked on port for Stadia because of one of his friends was the developer, and he just did for him for as like a favor, if you will. So people are porting them. It's just like getting the people on board and make it easier and whatnot. So
yeah,
which will be important as we talk about our next story, like making it easier to bring your games to this platform. Something they should have thought about as hatching chickens or laying eggs, which came first. I didn't remember writing that headline. It's fine.
It's perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Let's just throw it out there again. Hatching chickens or laying eggs, which came first? This is at the end of last month when Google announced that it was launching or winding down its efforts to make first party and second party titles through Stadia Games Entertainment. One of the details that came out was that Google would be bringing Stadia's streaming tech to other companies. This is obviously first put to use by AT&T last year when it offered that full version of Batman Arkham Knight, and more recently for a company expanded to include Control.
Which is, I guess we can tie that into our Control is out, and then also there's another one for Resident Evil. Capcom is now doing Resident Evil Village.
Yep, you can do a demo.
Yep. Which we kind of, we can talk about that now in this whole breath. But yeah.
They've dubbed this immersive stream for games, which many thought of as the white label, which we've talked about many times on this show. We've always considered like, oh, the state is just going to start white labeling out to other countries or to other companies. However, according to an interview in Forbes, Dov Zimmerig, Google's head of product for immersive stream and Stadia, says that Stadia was simply the first platform to use immersive stream for games. Google put it to us another way, that Stadia is a result of immersive stream games and not the other way around. Implication being that Google was always intending on the core streaming components of immersive stream becoming available to other companies. By comparison, though, when Stadia was first announced in 2019, Google put all of its hype and emphasis on Stadia as the product in and of itself, not as a byproduct because of Google Cloud. Jake, I'll start with you, man. How do you take this news that, according to this anyways, in this quote, they always planned on putting this on a bunch of different platforms. Stadia was just kind of that initial testing ground to show the proof of concept.
It seems to me that it's more of a, they're trying to rewrite their own history. I'd agree. To me, as opposed to like kind of saving the what face they have for flopping with Stadia. And again, we're big fans of Stadia. I think, I mean, we all enjoyed our time through this 2 years with Stadia, be plus years, using the platform, but we understand where it could have done better when it launched. And like one of the few things we'll be talking about later is trials. I from the beginning, I was saying they need to get demos on Stadia right away. And now we're seeing it again with these immersive stream things and just the number of trials that they're adding, which we can transition to as well after this. But it just doesn't, it's definitely, to me, it comes up as them trying to just rewrite their story in a positive way, because saying, oh, Stadia came first and then this is, we spun off to this, and it makes it sound better to say, oh, this is always the plan, Stadia was just the platform that we're using to build up this platform, like this other tech. So
yeah. Fee, thoughts?
No, I definitely agree with Jake on this one. Just because if this was always the plan, would you have bought studios? Would you have put all this, started your own last minute? And then just like, I agree. I think it's them trying to rewrite history, and maybe the idea that, oh, we haven't really been advertising it as much as we could have. Maybe people will not know of our past discretions. Who knows? As much as I love Stadia, I think there was a lot of missteps. And I think trying to say, oh, this was our plan all along, and so trying to kind of like cover up what they've done, I think that's not the way to do it. I think they should have acknowledged what errors they've made and then realized, like, you know what? We realize that this is the true purpose of what we want to do with Stadia and with just the abilities that we currently have. Just because it just, best way to kind of put it, it kind of seems like a cop out a little bit. Just like, you know what? Like, oh, don't mind that massive like thing under the rug. This is what we actually meant, as there's like a massive like elephant of problems underneath that said rug. It's just, there's a lot of things that they could have done differently, and that was, I don't know, that makes me a little like, it made me upset reading that, just because I'm like, you guys know what you've done over the past 2 years, and a lot of people have been affected by it, and I don't think that this was definitely the play. So that was a little bit of a down moment for me when I looked over and realized that they're trying to do something like that. Mind you, maybe, who knows, maybe it was, I don't think the person who wrote the article may have misinterpreted. Maybe the Stadia might come out later and it's just like, no, actually we meant to do what we originally thought and this, trying to then going back in. But I think at the same time, they should have thought of that before they said that out loud, because now everyone's looking at it like,
oh yeah,
great.
No, I
totally and one of the few, I guess I'll jump ahead. We can cover a lot in this one that we have in the doc. Our favorite thing to meme on this podcast is no longer a thing anymore. They've really discontinued the Premiere Edition. Which is very sad for us because you cannot.
Yeah, get it, we talked about how everybody gets a Premiere.
Everyone gets a Premiere Edition because they're sending, they're getting rid of those. And it's just like, yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, it obviously makes sense that they're getting rid of that because they have the new tech and whatnot. But like they were, I mean, they made that what it like is for a reason, and they're now getting rid of that and kind of like. There's less Stadia specific brand. Like, it's like you get a Stadia controller and the thing is bundled together, but in a store you're not gonna be able to see that bundle together. It's not like that they don't have a combined box for Stadia anymore where you can get the Chromecast, go to a store and see, oh, Stadia, this is a Stadia box that comes with a controller and the thing.
Just grab all of it.
You know, you can it has to be two separate things you're buying when you get a discount. It's like, well, that's just confusing. Well, why don't I just get this Chromecast instead? It's like, so it's less of a product now, even more so than when it was when it launched 2.5 years ago, which is just kind of upsetting to like the fact that they're again just kind of moving away from Stadia as a branding thing.
Well, I think even just not last weekend, but the weekend before kind of was a hint that they're walking in a direction that's the opposite of Stadia, because there was only one game that was announced.
Yeah.
During all of those conferences that they were going to be on Stadia. And I'm like, okay, this is even less than the Game Awards. You guys had all weekend and you only announced one thing.
Yeah, Game Awards was still frustrates me. It's like they literally made a like YouTube ad for like the Click Play trials and didn't put it like literally like 2 weeks before. Yeah, exactly. 2 weeks before Game Awards, they're like, oh, they're gonna have this splash at least once during that show. No, like, it just shows how little they and like it's Google. They have Google money. Like, you have Google money, you can pay for a 1 minute ad, not even, on the Game Awards for Google a really money, cool thing Google that you were support. Doing, and it's just yeah.
And that's what it comes down to, man. Google money, but no Google support. And now we're moving towards trials, I guess. Like,
which is like crazy how many they've been adding over the last
month. Yeah, yeah. Which like, tells me, like, are they going to start axing Pro? Are we going to start seeing that get cut down? They've added 35 more trials to Pro. Here
I mean, some of them are pretty wild too. Like, that's why I think did you open the store? Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I'm glad you opened that one.
Yep, and. These range from anywhere from 30 minutes up to 2 hours. Assassin's Creed Valhalla is on here
for 2 hours. Yeah, some of you can't see because you haven't claimed already, unfortunately. But
yeah,
but it's a wild list. Like, I'm interested in trying like Chris Tale or like, I think everyone should buy. Wait, is it zero? Does it say zero? I don't have my contacts.
Is this Darksiders Genesis? It's zero because I'm pro, I just haven't claimed it.
Oh, it makes sense. Okay, it's a great game, you should claim it. Claim it right now.
Claimed. Done. You can
for an hour.
Me.
There you go.
Far Cry, you can try for 2 hours.
That's really cool.
Primal, you can try for 1 hour. Get Packed, you can try. So, I mean, they have Grime is 2 hours, which is shocking for that game to give you two hours. Of
Humankind is also 2 hours, which makes sense. So that's a game that would need time. Yeah. That's another game I saw during Key 3, but it was like, oh, there's DLC.
Yep.
But. Nothing new.
I loved. Yeah, ton of games on here.
A coworker of mine is playing Jotun on Stadia and says he's been liking it. So as well.
It's good. It's fun.
Nice.
One Hand Clapping being on there is kind of funny because that game's like $3. Just buy the freaking game. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but what if I just want to try it?
But if you don't want to yell at your controller, yeah, I guess. But because it's literally the game is yelling at your controller.
Risk of Rain 2. Yeah, I mean, there are some solid games on here that if you really want to try it, you can jump in and check it out. But again, part of me wonders, is this going to start hurting the actual pro? They're going to move more towards, well, you can try it, but then we still need you to buy it.
Yeah. I'm curious. Oh, and Ys too, like at the end, like it's that's pretty big. So yeah, there's a lot. I mean, It's like game? I think I saw a article on or not article a post Claimed. On Reddit. It's like over 60 games now on trials, I think, in this list, which is wild. So yeah, that it just this is a cool like that is a cool thing, and like and I could probably say Tom Blue in the face, people try this on Stadia, and they're not going to. That's the thing that's sad.
It is very sad.
Yeah.
But you know what's not sad? Talking Dogs.
Yes.
That is a game. And it is coming to
I put this in here mostly for Fee, just to be honest.
Thank you.
I feel like this is something that Fee would just be down to hang out with.
Talking Dogs.
Yeah. I wish it was cast more so, but
Has been confirmed for Stadia. Sound that new game, Klaxon. Talking Dogs is coming to Stadia. It's a single-player, story-driven, third-person title where you play as Phil, the husky, who is on a journey to find his best friend who has been gone missing from their hometown.
Wait, you play as the dog?
Yep.
Okay, I'm here for it now.
Yep.
I'm definitely here for it.
That sounds, like, really sad.
Oh, here's the trailer. Here we go.
Okay, let's watch this trailer.
Sorry for all you listeners, all, like, 50-plus of you. I see the numbers. Unreal. This is a long like title. Oh, come on, get to the. I know you got to show your engine and whatnot, but like, give them like 3 seconds, not even.
Yeah, look at all this buffering. You're still not playing. What are you doing?
Did your internet just drop right now?
God, I hope not. You can hear me, so no.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, anywho, wait.
Footage is not actual gameplay.
No, wah, it's not. Wah. No, it's literally like it goes down into the grass and then goes up into the sky. And then it's just like talking dogs.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Gameplay. Oh, there's a dog. There's a dog, you liar.
Well, I mean.
Look at that dog. Look at that pup.
Look at that dog.
Can you pet him?
Look at those blue eyes.
No, you are the dog.
Oh. Then. What am I?
50 plus listeners on the audio, Jake. But I'll tell you, only 2 out of 3 listeners live. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He's over here not understanding that you get to play as the dog. Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. I was trying to check out the trailer.
So that's Talking Dogs. It'll be coming day and date to Stadia, and they say they're on track for launch. Also shout out to Kelly Games, right? That's who it was. Will be doing more games on Stadia.
Cool. Yeah, and speaking of more new people coming to Stadia, I know there was a Kickstarter, speaking, we're also bringing board games into it because board games are a lot on Kickstarter. But the Kickstarter Project Z unfortunately did not fund, but the Kickstarter campaign was canceled. But they actually are still continuing the game on Stadia and are becoming an official partner with Stadia. So that was a cool little like story out of that Kickstarter. Like a lot of big, actually, I think we like kind of sort of broke that in a way, like via Twitter, them confirmed, like, I don't know, we still plans for it. And then like 2 days later, they posted that they were going to, they're a partner with Stadia, which is really cool. So it seems like it's a really small studio. The game actually like legitimately looked cool. Like I'm not even like hyping it up because it's Stadia. Like it legitimately looks like a cool, like co-op zombie game as a, like, where like, yeah, it's kind of like, common, but the game actually, if it plays as good as it looked actually in the demo, the vertical slice they showed, it looks like it has some promise. I legitimately am excited for that. And then our last little thing, which is kind of funny because literally this week they announced the sequel to this, but Super Bomberman R Online is,
hey, you're ruining
shop.
My vibe here, man. I have a whole thing ready to go, and you're killing it.
I'm just killing your vibe.
You're killing it. Like, Stadia is sending the store 6 feet under. I have we're going to take a moment of silence for two things that are now dead. The first one being the gaming section on the Stadia store. This comes from 9to5 Google. after they announced the Pixel and the earbuds. For the first time in the couple of years since Stadia launched, the gaming tab on the Stadia store has been removed and replaced with a earbuds tab, effectively burying buying Stadia on directly from the Google store without searching for it.
Not the Stadia store, but the Google like
store. Play store.
So
on Google, the gaming section has been removed. Essentially just another nail in its own coffin.
Yeah, talking about what came first, immersive stream or Stadia, and rewriting that, they literally removed it from their storefront, which is kind
of...
How are people going to buy a Stadia if they don't know what a Stadia is?
Well, and they don't have a Premier Edition anyway, so would they just buy a controller and be confused? So,
Does this controller work on my PlayStation?
All right. What are your thoughts on Stadia or Google removing their gaming tab from the Google store?
Google
gonna googs?
Google's gonna googs. What in the googs are you doing, Google? That is, trying to think of the nice words to say, or like at least optimistic in this case, because I like to think that I try to be as optimistic as I can, but that just seems like not the play. If they want people to actually use Stadia, I feel like they should have it in some capacity. It's not like they're hurting for cash that they can't have another tab on the top where they can just have games. I don't know what's going on there. So
I decided to go to the store and see where Stadia lives now. So
is it non-existent?
It's existing, but it's buried. So on the top they have phones. I can share my screen. Look at that. Look at this technology we have, guys. Look at this technology we have.
This is gonna crash his computer, you know.
No, I mean probably. Where is it? There we go. So you go to on the top, is it? Throw that in there if you can. Yeah. Thank you. So up here you have phones, earbuds, which the article's talking about, watches, smart home laptops, accessories, subscriptions, and offers. I went to accessories because I'm like, let's see where is buried in accessories, because let's be honest, as I hit it again, it takes a year and a half to load. Oh my goodness. My computer dead. It died. Okay. Let's try it one more time. There we go. So nice to upload. So you got all these phones on the side, all this beautiful, beautiful stuff. Nest Cam. And it's buried all the way to the bottom under entertainment with Chromecast and Stadia.
You have to get past phone cases.
You have to get past phone cases and cords. It's like on the side.
You have to scroll past Stadia. Chargers.
And then Stadia, you get the Ethernet adapter from Chromecast TV, the Claw, and this beautiful controller. That's where Stadia lives now. It's like not even in accessories. It's beneath it. It's beneath accessories.
RIP gaming on store.google.com. And speaking of RIP, now that I get my actual segue. Super Bomberman R IP.
There you go.
Konami are terminating
Worth Super the Bomberman wait.
R online later this year. Konami confirmed that this year they will terminate the service on Super Bomberman R online across all platforms. They thanked people for playing and said that their service will be terminated on December 1st, 2022. A game that I infamously maybe had a little too much to drink and Jake just destroyed me at.
Yeah.
Continuously.
It was fantastic. It was one of the first games to actually have the crowd play stuff. That was like, it's very horribly implemented because you had to like go to this lobby and like make a custom game. You had to make sure you had the right limit, and it was like really a big, huge mess. But it was one of the first games that have that, so it's kind of cool to like. Well, sad to see it go. It was one of the first innovative things that Stadia had. And then it's funny because they also announced Super Bomberman R2 like 2 days ago. So, what was it yesterday? It was during that they're like mini Nintendo's mini directs.
Oh yeah, did
a day or two ago. Yeah, they, I think it was a Monday. Yeah,
they announced it in the direct. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Super Bomberman R2. Yeah, I think it was in direct.
Oh, they're launching R2 and then killing this one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I missed that part. And the last story of the day, let's end on a little bit of good news. Project Z still coming. This does come from the good friends.
And I stomped over you because I talked about this already, but
yeah, well. Yeah, it's in development. They confirmed it. Happy to announce that 314 Arts is now an official Google Stadia developer. That means our upcoming games will also release on this.
Wow, site. I think what we should all do is go to their Twitter and then ask them where they can get all this, the controllers and stuff, because when I went to the website, I couldn't find it easily.
How do I do this?
How do I find the controller?
Are you going to put it on other platforms that I can actually buy their accessories?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could use the Stadia controller on PC. Like, let's be real. I think there's a way you can do it, but you had to like what?
You can. You just plug.
No. But use it for other like Steam. Oh. You can't use it on like on Steam.
Well, you can. You can. It's just difficult.
Have you done it?
I've done it once.
Do you have to like run like an emulator thing for it, or
no? You have to go through the actual like large Steam.
Oh, big picture mode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then add it there. Okay, I would be willing to do that. I own a freaking Steam controller. Of course, I'm willing to do that.
I mean, so. Which one runs better though, with Steam?
And do you have a PC that can play a Steam game right now? Can your computer even handle Minesweeper?
Boom roasted. Yes.
No,
boom roasted actually, like his I hard drive.
First of all, I do actually can play games via GeForce Now, which I still subscribe to, even though I barely use
Wow.
it. I have GeForce Now for League of Legends and for Tabletop Simulator, and that's like all I use it for.
Nerd.
Which I need to get. Yeah, it's not worth honestly keeping my sub for. I should just sub to when I'm using it. But no, I can my PC can still play some games. Like I'll be able to play. Like I'm not high res, but I can still play. I can play Hades and whatnot if I wanted to. Just wouldn't be as fluid as if I was playing it on my desktop. So
I really just
the next purchase is gonna be a laptop. I just bought PlayStation, so like that was a choice.
I was gonna say, I was just like, when you posted that you got the PlayStation, I'm like, that's a choice. Man, I can't say anything. I had a really bad computer up until last March, so
I don't know. I mean, maybe worst case. I mean, maybe because now you can get GPUs apparently again. Like, we have a sort of micro center in Patterson, which is not a great town. Don't go there. But it's like on the edge of Patterson. It's on the edge of Patterson, so it's actually like a decent area. You can get on and off easily. I've gone there before. I got all my PCs up there. So like worst case, if my graphics card's dead, I still need to have my buddy come over and like troubleshoot it a little bit. But worst case, get a new graphics card and. Even if it's not like the high end, to get like a 1060 or something like that, and I still be using my desktop. I'm thinking about maybe doing that. So we'll see. Just because it's cheap, quicker solution. Although I do want to get a laptop, so maybe next year.
We'll see if
the desktop works. Maybe next year. If not,
gotta get to roll as long as it can. And speaking of next, we'll see you guys next time on another episode of Speaking of Stadia. That does it.
Hopefully it's not another 2.5 months until the next episode. Because I listened to the last episode like today. And it was my birthday, which was in April.
Yeah, it was in April. Yeah, our birthdays are 5 days apart.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us for the 38th episode of Speaking of Stadia. Fee, where can the lovely people hang out with you?
People can hang out with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Xoranix. And also sometime whenever I'm actually feeling better again, I am planning on streaming. So definitely check me out over on twitch.tv/Xoranix. And also when we do come back from our hiatus, you can check me out over on twitch.tv/pointinprogress, where we talk about games. There's five friends, three time zones, two countries. I almost got that mucked up completely. And
zero friends. We're not friends anymore. That's what we're on hiatus.
And also we've been doing a collaboration and plan to for the rest of the summer with our friends over at 61 Indie called Hot Gaming Summer. So we did all the E3 stuff. We've been doing a few other things after that. We also are planning on doing a podcast, but people got sick and we've taken once again the hiatus. So at some point we're going to sit down and talk to them about it. So definitely go and check that out.
Definitely check it out and check out their Maverick review episode. They had the hottest guest on to talk about the best movie of the year. Mr. Porter, where can people find you?
You can find me at Too Tall Porter, which is right here. I've been tweeting more.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to tweet more. So yeah, I'm trying to be a little more active on the Twitter space. But yeah, other than that, I mean that's pretty much it. I mean you can find my disc golf Instagram account, Too Tall Disc Golf. I think that's what my handle is.
Let's get a TikTok going for you, baby.
No, I refuse. See that
Too Tall Disc Golf TikTok.
I refuse to become a talker. So
yeah, do it. You gotta do it. And you can hang out with me on Twitter at Aaron Seney, AaronSeaney.
It's Shawnee.
Oh my god.
For Greg Miller. I completely forgot until you just spelled your name out about how you are Aaron Shawnee as per Greg Miller.
Freaking Greg Miller. I don't know what I tweet about lately. Mostly how many times I've seen Top Gun Maverick and the ads.
And abs.
Yep. Now the Stanley Cup's over. So after tomorrow, we're going down to Denver for the Stanley Cup parade in Denver. And then I'll probably not tweet about him much until October. But until next time, thanks so much for hanging out with us. And we can't wait till the next one. Goodbye.
Peace.